still. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trying.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is 12/20/2020. It's been a full week of news, and not necessarily news, in other words, the fake news. I'm happy to expose their lies, their misinformation, their disinformation agendas, and their overwhelmingly biased viewpoints. It's our time now. Support the independent media, support RBN. Visit the RBN website for great resource articles, republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone lines, if you have the minutes, we appreciate it, 512-248-8252. You don't have the minutes, we'll pay for the call, 1-800-313-9443. The chat room has been established to discuss the issues, debate the issues, to duke it out. I think Murr would appreciate intelligent discussion. I would concur. Well, let's get right to it. Tis the season to be jolly. This week, the glass is half full. Last week was half empty. And this changes day by day. We've had some good strides this week, I'm happy to say. We'll talk about those a little bit later. We got two holidays next week. You got Festivus on the 23rd. I've got my aluminum pole out. It has a very high strength to weight ratio. No Christmas tree this year. I am not celebrating. No spirit. No tree, no lights, no presents. My Christmas day will be a nice turkey dinner I'll prepare with the fixings, a little glühwein, a German tradition, holiday tradition in my household. Have the wife with me, the two dogs. We'll watch A Christmas Story. We'll watch little Ralphie Parker shoot his eye out. Sounds pretty boring, doesn't it? Actually, it's going to be really nice. It's going to be my paradise. Peace and quiet. Just family staying home. No thoughts of what's going on out there in the real world. I don't want to think about it for at least one day. It'll still be there Saturday, and it'll still be there Sunday, and it'll still be there Monday. It's not going anywhere. Actually, in my house, I got to say, I had a couple surprises this week. Kind of a Christmas in my house. I'm opening up some boxes from some packages and things that we had shipped from California. We had a lot of stuff. So I'm opening up boxes, and I'm finding little things I didn't know I had or forgot I had. Came across a CD that was given to me by the big man Elbert Howard, one of the five founders of the Black Panther movement. We had him on the show before. Steve Starrs, Crucial Nonsense, Dave and I, we interviewed him on RBN. It was a good show. Talked about why the organization, why the Black Panthers were actually created. Quite different than the BLM. Quite different. Also found a CD that was given to me by a patient. Now, this is a great story because, God, you never know who you're going to meet. And when you work in a hospital, you just never know who's going to come into your hospital, who's going to be in your unit. You just never know. God, if I'd only known who I was going to be taking care of in this story here, I would have sat down and asked a lot of questions. I had a patient by the name of Tom Lowe. Doesn't sound familiar, but he was one of the 25 that called the Kent State 25. He was an associate professor at Kent State University. Went the whole campus shooting the massacre where four students died. I had no idea this guy was my patient. He came in for congestive heart failure. We were tuning him up, hopefully getting him on the right path here and getting him discharged. I had no idea who I was talking to. He didn't really tell me. anything other than his, one of his passions was music. And that's where we hit it off pretty good. He loves music. I love music. He asked me about, do you know anything about ragtime? Yeah, I know quite a bit. Jelly Roll Morton, Teddy Wilson, many others. Art Tatum. He says he plays. I said, are you serious? It's kind of a genre, a style of music that's really not practiced much anymore. I've only seen one person to actually play a piece that's still living. It was Joe Sample, Salt Lake City, Utah. And he's a fine keyboard player and piano player, but most people don't touch ragtime piano. No interest. Maybe it's just too difficult. If you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of territory to be covered in ragtime. Both hands are moving. The foot is moving. It's a very difficult style of music to play. Very difficult. Turns out he was a very accomplished ragtime piano player. And he gave me a CD. So I tacked it away and I listened to it. It's pretty good stuff. Pretty impressive. But I had no idea he was part of Kent State University. He was associate professor at the time, a very young man. And he was the only one to be indicted and charged with creating a riot. Can you believe that? Now, let me look over his little cheat sheet, my cheat sheet here about who he was. He was a faculty advisor for students for a democratic society and on a steering committee for concerned citizens at Kent State. He opposed the invasion of Cambodia and he opposed the Vietnam War. Like I said, he was the only one charged with a crime, later on going to court and winning his case. But isn't that the way it is with government? Essentially, he was an organizer of peace, organizing students to protest war. I love it. I would have been there right with him. I've been doing that since the Gulf War. I've been doing the same thing. So I commend his effort to organize people to bring peace or bring an end to war. I commend this man. He passed away. I got his CD on the 7th of October, 2008. I had no idea he was going to take a turn for the worse. Days later, I was off on days off, came back, discharged. They said, nobody said more than that. And one day after finding the CD the other day, I looked him up and found out he'd passed away 4 days later from the time he gave me the CD. Pretty amazing. I said, you never know who's going to be coming into your ICU, who's going to be lying in that bed there. Quite a bit of history there, a lot of knowledge. I'm thinking of contacting his wife and see if I can get more information from her about the incident itself, what he may have told her. Might be interesting for a show. Well, like I said, we got the holidays. I have no spirit for the holidays, Christmas. I was kidding about Festivus and the aluminum pole. But it's just not there. Maybe next year. I don't know. What do you think Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab will be doing on Christmas? Do you think they'll be social distancing? Think they'll have their masks on? My guess is they'll be engorging themselves, pigs at the trough, laughing at the GDP, the general dumb population, who bought into COVID fraud, laughing all the way to the bank. Billionaires making more billions while everybody else sacrifices and loses their livelihood. A pretty amazing situation we've got going on here. I'm just surprised. People are not waking up fast enough on this one. The dumbing down process of TV has paid off. It has paid off, no doubt about it. So we're going to talk about the COVID vaccines. They started rolling out a couple days ago. Supposedly in the United States, 277,001 have taken the vaccine. I'm understanding now worldwide here, at least thousands, I didn't specify the number on this one here, have had adverse reactions already to the vaccine. And we understand the phases, phase one, phase 1A, all the way down to phase four. Phase one and 1A are including those in the healthcare profession, the frontline workers, people in healthcare, people in the cleaning industry, hotel industry, for some reason they're in phase one. But noticing the other day that they're making a big deal about Congress, Pelosi and the others taking their vaccine. Geez, I don't think they fall into category one or 1A. But you know they're special. They're politicians. Serving themselves always first. But they're really not taking the vaccine. Let's be honest about it. Come on. Let's be honest about this thing. Warp speed, something that is moved through the channels this fast in less than a year, when a normal vaccine takes between 8 and 10 years to develop a vaccine, going through trials, all the different age groups that are necessary for a vaccine, of which this vaccine, by the way, I want to specify this, make this clearly understood, that this vaccine did not include the elderly, which are the most susceptible and the most vulnerable to this virus, COVID-19. Why would they do that? Why would they exclude the people that are most apt to get this, who have comorbidities and underlying health problems? Why were they excluded from the very beginning? Why were they excluded from the trial? Well, I'll answer it for you, because we can't have old people keeling over and dying and screwing up those damn good numbers of 94.5%, 95%. You believe those BS numbers? Well, I've got some really nice land down here in Florida. You can build a beautiful house on it and a nice basement. And don't worry about it. There's not going to be any water in your basement. I guarantee you. You can build in Florida, and you can go down as far as you want, and you can have a nice, big, full basement. No leaking. So I will discuss today ways to, using their own system, use it against them to refuse the vaccine. People are saying, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I'm not going to take it. Wife came back, said, I signed my sheet already, and they've bugged me four or five times now. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to take this vaccine? You can take the vaccine. Emails, little letters sent to you. You know, you turned it down, but I know you signed the waiver, but you know, you can change your mind. Well, you can cross your arms and you could be stern and say, no, I'm not going to take it. It's a fraud. It is. And you can play that game of, you can take that road if you want to take that road. It's probably not going to work out well for you. So I suggest what you probably should do. On the side of safety, who can challenge you on the side of safety, being cautious? Saying, you know, this thing kind of came out pretty fast here. Operation Warp Speed. 10 months, 11 months, whatever it was, 10. That's kind of fast, don't you think? And most vaccines take 8 to 10 years. So you know what I'm going to do? You leave that window of opportunity open that you might take it, but you're not going to. Because you're smart. You understand this fraud. So what you say to them, you say, you know, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see how this goes for a little while because it's all experimental. This is a messenger RNA vaccine here. Never been done before. Very experimental. And I'm going to watch for a little while. I'm going to see how this goes because you're getting one vaccine and you get a follow-up booster about 2 or 3 weeks later. I'm not sure why you have to have the follow-up booster at 94.5% or 95%. I'm certain why you need a second one. That's pretty high odds, percentage. So I would suggest you do that. Use the excuse of saying, you know, I had an adverse reaction with a vaccine before. Yeah, I did. It was, I'm not sure it was something with, you know, eggs. Maybe it was the formaldehyde in it. Maybe it was the aluminum in it. Maybe it was the thimerosal. I had an adverse reaction. And I don't know what's in this vaccine, and nobody seems to tell me. I know the CDC and the FDA are saying, well, if you've ever had an allergic reaction or anaphylactic reaction to a vaccine, then you probably don't want to take this vaccine. Other than that, go ahead and take the vaccine. Well, can you kind of give us a hint and tell us what's in the vaccine? I guess not. Because I haven't seen anybody saying, by the way, these elements, these things are in the vaccine. If you're allergic to any of these things, then don't take the vaccine. I love those commercials on TV. Don't take this medication if you're allergic to it. Well, how do I know if I'm allergic to it? If I haven't taken it before, it's the first time. Anaphylaxis is a pretty serious thing. Closing off the airway, not breathing, gas exchange gone, is a pretty serious thing. Another thing I want to know is these people are giving the vaccine here. Do you have all your emergency equipment on hand here, just in case if something happens, if somebody keels over here? Do you have the crash cart here? Do you have the paddles ready to go? Are you able to do CPR, ACLS, advanced cardiac life support? Are your people all trained? Do you have oxygen tanks on the premises here? Because I'm going to require some oxygen. And do you have all those services available if something goes on here? Well, I see that Walmart is getting in on the scheme here of, well, never let a good crisis go to waste here. Let's make some money. Ka-ching, ka-ching. I don't understand why pharmacists have agreed to give this vaccine. They started this with the flu vaccine. Now, pharmacist jobs, normally what they do is they fill a prescription. A doctor sends over a prescription. They fill it. They give you a little bit of information. They give you a little sheet here of problems or how to take the medication or maybe some adverse reaction and problems that could arise and, of course, cease medication, taking the medication if something happens on the sheet. And that's what their job is. But for some reason along the way, somebody has decided that, you know, pharmacists, we're going to make you clinicians. Yes, yes, you're going to step down off your little stool because, you know, they put them way high up there. I don't know why the pharmacist is way up there and our little people down here, you know, and they have to step down off their stool and come around a corner and give you this vaccine now. But they've been doing it with the flu vaccine for the last year or so, and now it's going to be COVID vaccine. So not only do they fill the jars of your pills and all that good stuff, they're now going to give you vaccines. And I have no clue why they agreed to this, because they've opened themselves up to lawsuits. Now you cannot sue. You cannot sue Pfizer. You cannot sue Moderna, AstraZeneca. You can't sue these people. They've got the blanket immunity for lawsuits because you know why? Because we are in a pandemic and this is emergency. And so you get blanket immunity. You cannot be sued. They'll probably set up some little small vaccine courts like they did for the regular vaccines for the children. And you'll get some peanuts maybe, but overall, you're not going to be able to sue the major players who created the vaccine. Pretty amazing stuff. But you can go after that pharmacist. You really could. You could sue the pharmacist. She gave you a medication that harmed, caused damage, caused some problems, adverse reactions, whatever. You got a problem here. You got a problem. You could sue the pharmacist. That's a number one reason why I wouldn't have ever agreed as a pharmacist to take on this responsibility, because they're going to be giving vaccines and people are going to have problems. Liability, liability. Anything I do to a patient, I am liable for if it causes harm. They're not going to get the blanket immunity, the pharmacist. Not going to get it. Not going to get it. Well, I've got a video here, and I'm going to say from A to Z. Ken, do we have that fired up, ready to go? Okay, great. Let me give a little intro here. I've got a video here. I'm going to say A to Z. Anything you want to know about vaccines, adverse reactions, any kind of problems, you're going to want to listen really close to this video, and I think Ken put it on the website. So if you miss it, it's on the website. Thanks, Ken. And you're going to want to watch this video, and you're going to download it. You're going to share it with other people. It covers everything. We're going to skip some breaks here. It's 33 minutes and 28 seconds long. The only thing I don't care about this video is there's some music that kind of drowns out a little bit of the speech, so kind of pay really close attention. I'm going to tell you right now to get a pencil and paper and take notes. Listen really closely here, what's going on, because there's a reason behind the mask. This whole thing is a puzzle. Pieces of the puzzle come together, and this video spells it out very well. So listen, learn, and please share this video with others. Let's go ahead and play this video. It's called Mask Holes. Yeah, it's like the other, but it's Mask Holes. and transhumanism with masks. Here we go. The creepy music, beginning of the clip here.
Phil Murphy wants to see nationwide rules regarding masks.
We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
I think just like a lockdown, there should be a nationwide mandate that we all start doing it.
Face masks are now mandatory for any Texas counties with 20 or more cases.
Governor Newsom has just issued a statewide order requiring people to wear face masks.
Today, Governor Wolf recommended that all Pennsylvanians wear a mask in public in an effort to control the spread of the virus.
While starting Friday, anytime you leave your house, you are going to need to wear a mask or some kind of face covering in the state of Washington.
The governor's executive order is pretty simple. When you're out in public, wear a mask or face a fine.
Yes, you can be punished. The first violation is simply a written or verbal warning. After that, you can be fined up to $250.
Wearing a face covering in public, now mandatory in 18 states, it's a requirement that's making some people very unhappy.
Are you going to allow the government to tell you you have to wear a mask?
In Alabama, an off-duty officer was seen body slamming a woman at a Walmart when she allegedly refused to wear a mask. In Michigan, the face mask rule at a Family Dollar store turned deadly. Police say a security guard was shot after getting into an argument with the customer.
We think it's going to be a virus that stalks the human race for quite a long time to come until we can all have a vaccine that will protect us.
Meaning that it's going to be here until we get a vaccine.
Life's not going to turn back the way it was until a vaccine. I think everyone seems to be in denial about that in Washington.
The next step will be producing the vaccines in a sufficient number to inoculate everyone or almost everyone. That is something that we are preparing already.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one. Most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
As many of you know by now, there is a plan to reset our way of living. The globalist scumbags you've just seen have intentionally engineered this COVID crisis and are now trying to pose as the saviors of humanity by ushering in what they call the Great Reset. And it's coming under the guise of environmental sustainability as planned in the UN's Agenda 21, codified in 1992 during the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. And it details in the Global Biodiversity Assessment the regulation and control of all human activity, land, food, energy, information, everything under this massive power grab. And once these demons have bankrupted entire nations, including the US, through their draconian lockdowns based on faulty virus models, and depopulated the planet enough to manageable levels through their technocratic supremacy, the World Bank and IMF and other globalist scumbags and the institutions they run can finally take over and implement their international redevelopment strategy, which is a post-human dystopian world that means full spectrum dominance of every aspect of human life over the remaining population. And yes, this all ties into wearing a mask. The main objective is to push these medical requirements, restrictions, and lockdowns until the population is so broken mentally, emotionally, physically, and especially economically that when they do give you the way out of this medical martial law that they've engineered, the only way out will be a vaccine implant that wirelessly connects humans to an interconnected control grid system through ground towers and space satellites so these control freaks can manufacture a race of cybernetic slave bots that have every aspect of their lives controlled under a 1984 Orwellian social control nightmare, a true prison planet. In order for them to carry out this agenda, they first had to engineer this COVID crisis, which many of you are aware by now is a complete hoax, because the virus was never isolated. So both the PCR test and the serological test that they're doing is a complete and total fraud and subject to wild inaccuracies. Part of this agenda is ensuring enough people subscribe to this hoax through manipulation of virus statistics using new probable case definitions, according to the CDC, where not only you are counted for having cold symptoms without even being tested, but also using their contact tracing program that uses rigged computer models to determine others you came into contact with are also counted as a COVID case without anyone even being tested. Again, to bolster up the numbers artificially. The biggest bombshell evidence to prove this is not a pandemic is looking at the CDC's own mortality rates in the US from this year compared to the last few years. And I've crunched those numbers myself by going into the CDC's weekly mortality rates from all causes. So because we're in July right now, the only mortality information I could get for 2020 was from the beginning week of January to their last entry in July. Then I compared those same time frames from January to July in 2019, for 2018, and for 2017. And here's what I found. And as you can see from the spreadsheet, there was only an increase of 2.66% of deaths from all causes from 2019 to 2020, which represents an increase of 41,168 deaths and only 0.12% of the total population. But if you notice from 2017 to 2018, there was an increase of deaths of 1.92%, representing almost 30,000 deaths in that same time window. So there hasn't been a substantial increase in deaths overall at all for the last few years, which absolutely negates any notion of the US being in a pandemic massive death scenario. The main point now, and what is literally starting a civil war in this country, is the mandated masks, which is trying to be pushed on a national level. However, I've discovered some bombshell evidence that by the time anyone is done watching this video, no one, and I mean no one, on the right or left side of the political spectrum will ever want to wear a mask ever again. Part of this phase we're in is to mandate the masks across the board anywhere in public in an effort to see who is the most compliant and the best little obedient slave. And those who are not can be targeted for extermination. And they can do this by using existing biometric face scanning technology in their surveillance grids in every major metropolitan area that filters that information into a central database for analysis. Many of you already know by now that most of these masks are not fully capable of preventing transmission of the virus, or any virus for that matter. Many of you also know that the OSHA requirements in the workplace require that there be a certain level of oxygen to breathe, and these masks reduce that level of oxygen to dangerous levels. The narrative among the mask holes on the left is that, well, at least it blocks some droplets, and as we've heard this over and over and over again.
If you wear masks, you protect others. If others wear masks, they protect you.
The purpose of these masks is to protect others from our germs.
And remember, that's for everyone else's protection, and it may be for your protection as well.
Wearing the mask is not only for others' protection, but when others wear them, it's for your protection. No matter how much evidence you provide these mask holes, this is always their default position. But here's one aspect of the masks that nobody is talking about, and it all started from one simple question. What are these masks made out of? First, I'll start with the regular cotton masks. Aside from the slew of toxic synthetic chemicals also required in the processing of conventional cotton, such as silicone waxes, petroleum, scours, softeners, heavy metals, flame retardants, ammonia, and formaldehyde, in which body heat and sweating actually accelerate the absorption of these residues into your skin. Cotton is also the most heavily saturated crop with pesticides. Now, it's common knowledge by now that most of these apparel companies outsource their labor to China, Bangladesh, or India. But what most people don't know is that China is actually the largest producer of cotton in the world, using 4 times more pesticides than the United States. Historically, about one-third of pesticides in China are used on cotton, and over 1.8 million tons of agricultural pesticides were used in China in 2016. And many of these are classified as extremely hazardous by the World Health Organization, contributing to 400 to 500 farmer deaths annually due to pesticide poisoning. So China accounts for one-third of the world's total amount of pesticide use, and it's an estimated 30 to 40% of all pesticides applied in China are used on cotton, making it the most heavily treated agricultural crop. Pesticide use is the prerequisite for the processing of uninfected cotton fibers, which pose a risk to the skin as well. The possibility of pesticides being insufficiently removed before the manufacturing of face masks means that your skin can absorb these chemicals and inhale them into your lungs when you wear a face mask, as well as the other toxic additives added to clothing. And the worst part is they can't be washed out because the toxicity is on a molecular level. So that'd be like trying to wash all the pesticides out of your food that it absorbed into it. You just can't. And all it takes is a few minutes to breathe those chemicals and pesticides in. And the people that have to work with one of these masks on every day for 40 hours a week are even more screwed. Now you have to remember, if two people are both wearing flimsy cotton masks, and the idea of both wearing the mask is to protect each other, cotton masks pretty much allow anything to pass right through the easiest. So these people look real stupid wearing these cotton face coverings that literally provide the least protection, but do provide a dangerous cocktail of toxins.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Even if you remove all the pesticides and the other chemical additives in cotton masks, which would be impossible, they still offer no protection and are actually a breeding ground for moisture to collect, which not only reinfects yourself if you have a virus, but is a breeding ground for bacteria and provides less oxygen to your body, as many experiments have shown. So imagine, every time you breathe that hot air into that mask, you're breathing in all those pesticides and a whole host of other toxic chemicals. And let's not forget that 85% of tampons contain Monsanto's cancer-causing glyphosate, which is the pesticide used to saturate the genetically modified cotton crops. The famous surgical masks that's being pushed on all of us is just as bad as the cotton masks, or maybe even worse. As stated here, the material most commonly used to make them is polypropylene, but can also be made of polystyrene, polycarbonate, polyethylene, or polyester. Now, keep in mind, all of these descriptions of these polymers are speaking in terms of hard plastics, and even then they're harmful. But these surgical masks contain tiny polymer fibers that leach chemicals into your lungs every time you wear them. So if these hard plastics are bad for you, imagine what breathing in these same fibers are going to do to your body. But let's go over all the polymers used to make these wonderful surgical masks that are so cheap to buy. Polypropylene. While seemingly the most harmless, it's always referenced as a hard plastic, and the least harmless because of its inability to leach chemicals due to its high heat threshold. But again, you're breathing in these fibers, not drinking out of a plastic bottle, but this polymer has been shown to affect the nose, throat, and respiratory tract. And additionally, you'd never find a surgical mask strictly made from polypropylene without other chemicals mixed in with it or plastic additives. As mentioned here, polypropylene used in rugs can be hazardous when inhaled, and is a synthetic material that is constructed of different chemicals and materials that can be potentially toxic when placed within an indoor environment. Furthermore, polypropylene fabrics will allow for the moisture to completely pass through the polypropylene fabric entirely, so that includes your COVID-infested droplets from your mouth.
A safety video is going viral, showing how ineffective some can be as the nation struggles with a surgical mask shortage.
It's the safety video going viral. An Argentinian firefighter with a deodorant can, simulating a sneeze or cough.
person.
This demonstration showing most face masks are useless at trapping or blocking moisture.
And just like the rugs made with polypropylene, they do contain toxic byproducts that can be hazardous when inhaled to the human body. Volatile organic compounds are off-gassed from the material due to friction and sunlight exposure. So just like with the additives made with rugs containing polypropylene and those fibers being harmful, the same goes for your surgical masks. So it's all very harmful if inhaled. The next polymer in the construction of these surgical masks, polystyrene, or what people are more familiar with, styrofoam, can leach styrene, a suspected carcinogen, which is why Dunkin' Donuts shifted away from using styrofoam cups in their hot coffee. But I'm sure it's okay that you breathe your hot air into these masks and inhale the fibers. Next polymer in the construction of these masks, polycarbonate, that's used in water bottles and is a major source of human bisphenol A exposure and can be leached into water, even at room temperature. BPA causes estrogenic activity in the body, which is linked to all sorts of cancers, fertility issues, and pregnancies. And remember, you're breathing this in. Next polymer, polyester. Polyester is the terminal product in a chain of very reactive and toxic precursors. Most are carcinogens, all are poisonous. And again, you're breathing in these fibers. Last polymer, polyethylene. Now there's two types, high density and low density polyethylene. One is for plastics and the other is for softer type fabrics. Low density polyethylene does not contain BPA, but as with most plastics, both types can leak estrogenic chemicals. It's common knowledge now that most of these polymers in these plastics are harmful to us. But most don't know that most plastic products release estrogenic chemicals. A chemical having estrogenic activity mimics estrogen by binding to the cell's normal estrogen receptor location. Chemicals with estrogenic activity are the most common subset of endocrine-disrupting chemicals. So in the human body, when the endocrine disruptors mimic the actions of the hormone estrogen, it can cause a hormonal imbalance that can trigger the growth of tumors in the breast, the uterus, or the prostate. They disrupt fertility, pregnancy, and can even affect the fetus by interfering with testosterone, altering sexual development. Just in case you thought you were safe with your little spandex or nylon masks, guess again. Due to the inability of spandex to absorb sweat, skin can become a fertile ground for different bacterial infections. Folliculitis and impetigo is also fairly common and caused due to the long wear of spandex fibers. And occupational health status of the workers in spandex industry has also been reported to be harmful. Chemicals in the form of these residues are retained by nylon fabric even after complete manufacturing. As nylon fiber is a bad conductor of heat, it doesn't allow the sweat and the body heat to pass through. And the formaldehyde that's mixed in with these fabrics emitted by your hot air and body heat causes skin allergies, eye watering, and is known as a potential carcinogen as well. But nylon can also cause hyperskin pigmentation, dermatitis, and disrupts the central nervous system, causing disorientation, dizziness, headache, and spinal pain. And you're breathing in these fibers. And another important thing to remember here, folks, is that health studies only focus on the monomers, the molecule that collectively chains together to form polymers, and not the numerous additives that are used in plastic production, which are plasticizers, impact modifiers, lubricants and flow promoters, fillers or extenders, flame retardants, antioxidants and other stabilizers, thickeners, rheology modifiers and tackifier resins, to name a few, all of which are completely and utterly toxic for your body. And you're breathing in all those fibers that contain these toxins every single day when you wear these surgical masks. And let's not forget where some of your beloved surgical masks are being manufactured. Not only are these masks made with dangerous chemicals you are breathing in at hazardous levels every day, but these cheap cloth masks can also contain other toxic chemicals. And the governor of Tennessee and his health department minions learned this the hard way when they were caught trying to poison their own people by giving away free masks that were treated with a controversial substance called Silvador that is a registered pesticide and is harmful to the body. The Tennessean Health Department eventually postponed the free death mask giveaway, but not before hundreds of thousands of Tennesseans picked up their free poison masks and got a nice dose of poison from their their local lord and saviors, the governor and his health department henchmen. So to all the trendy liberals out there, if you think this is cool to display your shameful, sad obedience to the government while virtue signaling to society by thinking you're going to be fashionable with your mask and fuel this trendy mass cultural delusion to the rest of us, just remember, you are the only one poisoning yourself, and you'll be the first one to die due to your negligent obedience and compliance to the system and their agenda. And if you say, Nick, but medical professionals wear masks, yeah, these are the same medical professionals drilling into your head that this COVID pandemic is real, but through a perverse financial incentive, mark down patients as a COVID case without even testing them so they can charge public and private insurance more money for each COVID case and get 20% more from the CARES Act by using more expensive treatments like these intensive ventilators and intubating the hell out of these people that simply had regular pneumonia but claim are a COVID case and blowing the hell out of their lungs and killing them. So they can jack those numbers up, mark those cases down, and get that big old sack of money. You mean the same medical professionals that bark orders at everyone to wear the mask and social distance, but then are seen outside celebrating Black Lives Matter protesters that gather in massive numbers with no masks and not even social distancing? Same medical professionals glee with joy during the supposed pandemic by recording themselves dancing in hospital wings and celebrating the destruction of our economy and individual liberty? Medical professionals that constantly push pharmaceuticals on everyone and in fact get their education from big pharma boards that influence their medical curriculum, which is why we have such a drug-intensive, drug-pushing medical industry. The same medical professionals that tell you only sick people should wear masks?
There just isn't evidence that everyone wearing masks will prevent the transmission of coronavirus in our communities. The recommendation is that people who are ill should be wearing masks.
So they keep reinfecting themselves, have less oxygen to breathe wearing the mask, and what little breath they do have is used up by breathing in tiny fibers that contain a fatally toxic mixture of harmful chemicals and pesticides that can cause disruptions in the endocrine system, cause cancer, infertility, and is detrimental to fetuses. Those same medical professionals, as many of you know by now, these COVID numbers are completely massively inflated in numerous ways so officials can continue these lockdowns to bankrupt the economy and then blame the president for the economic collapse, but also make a ton of money while doing it. Just like they have by shipping sick seniors into nursing homes to kill off the other seniors and jack up those COVID death counts. And once flu season rolls around, people will be much more complicit with locking themselves down at the behest of their governors. So this is not over, and the fall is going to be their second wave of attack. This is a medical tyranny and needs to be exposed at all levels. And all they did was take a common cold that we all get all the time and weaponized it on a global scale and then scare everyone in the media like they're doing recently by only covering a surge in cases but not the deaths or those that have recovered. But all the surge in the cases are fraudulent because of the CDC's probable case definitions, the contact tracing fraud, medical staff assuming the cause of death was COVID but was from other causes, and both the PCR and antibody tests have been debunked. The only thing perpetuating this plandemic is not the governors, not the local officials, not even the health departments. The only thing at this point propping up this complete hoax are all the mask holes and leftists that typically fall into three camps. The first camp of mask holes I call the safety cult. These people submit to total government enslavement and obey without question, and are nothing but slave bot drones just waiting for their government media instructions to be uploaded so they can then project that mask image to invoke society to mimic compliance. The next group are the supposed anarchists, but yet follow every medical tyranny rule from government while advocating no government and total destruction of the system and destruction of the capitalist companies that made the poisonous masks that they're wearing on their very faces. They are the biggest hypocrites because they only follow government rules when it suits them. The last camp, and these are probably the most disingenuous, dishonest, most insincere camp I could ever come across, are the intentional political signaling group. This group claim the science, but really, because Trump doesn't wear a mask, they must be against not wearing one. They are the Vote Blue No Matter Who people that exclusively wear the masks to signal their political leftist bias. But here's the thing, if Obama were president and didn't wear a mask, and we had Republican governors where the major blue state Democrats are now, then this group would be out protesting in the streets about not having to wear masks. But for the globalist controllers, it's a symbol of who is compliant and who isn't. So that distinction is made very clear. This way, if everyone can stay 6 feet away, it will enable them to use their geolocation tracking on your iPhone, which is why we saw on the roadway signs for people to social distance in their cars by staying two car lengths apart. Because just like with the police's radar guns to catch speeders, they can't scan or track and identify you if people are standing too close together. So this is nothing more than a beta test to roll out their control grid surveillance state systems. And the masks are just a reinforcement mechanism. If the pandemic were so bad, then why hasn't there been biohazard waste disposal units placed at these businesses to properly dispose of the masks, instead of them just being discarded on the ground everywhere for children to pick up and become infected? You know, eventually when they've really had enough of you and they saturate the media with their false surge in cases, you're gonna end up with something like a total lockdown that happened in Australia, where you're not allowed to leave your home for any reason while they supply your food that's rationed and people are starving. Is that what you want to wait for?
9 public housing towers in those postcodes will be the subject of a complete lockdown, effective immediately.
I realized that we're in complete lockdown, as in we can't go out for exercise, can't go out for work, we can't go get groceries and any essentials either.
Renewed surge in coronavirus cases has left officials with no other choice but to seal off the Victorian state from the rest of the nation. From midnight on Tuesday, a contingent of police and army personnel will line the crossing with New South Wales, with hardly anyone allowed in or out.
What is happening in Victoria is very different, which is why we've had to take this necessary step. This isn't a decision we take lightly, but during the pandemic, I've always said New South Wales will have a no regrets policy.
How will the border closure be enforced?
He says they'll be obviously patrolling on the ground, but even using drones and aerial surveillance to stop anyone trying to get across. He quoted people trying to swim across, people trying to use four-wheel drives to go across bushland areas. He says they will be trying to intercept anyone who breaks through that border. The fines are significant, $11,000 already, and he says they're pushing for even greater powers from the state government, and also they're calling in the army to assist with that task.
The government wants to test every single resident over the next 3 days.
You're a dickhead.
Don't touch him, don't touch him.
There's going to be stuff in your building.
But there's nothing in our building, they're dumb. There's nothing, everyone's starving.
And the WHO has already admitted
it still appears to be rare that an asymptomatic individual actually transmits onward.
Asymptomatic people cannot transmit the virus and instead recommend only sick people wear the mask and not only infect themselves, but get lack of oxygen and breathe in a toxic array of chemicals and pesticides. The system is fighting back hard, and they have already done practice scenarios for this in this exact situation they've engineered. It was called Event 201, a global pandemic exercise on October 18th, 2019 in New York City. And it was hosted by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, the World Economic Forum, the CDC, and many others. And they simulated a hypothetical disease outbreak that kills 65 million people and lasted about 18 months. Event 201 conveniently predicted all the types of responses that we're seeing how they deal with it today during this coronavirus. Funny enough, in the World Economic Forum's little promo video response, they left out the fact that during the simulation, they actually used a coronavirus as their disease of choice during their simulation, along with the censorship responses that we've seen on YouTube and the internet and everything else that's being carried out in lockstep during this current coronavirus pandemic. See, they do these things right out in the open, right in your face, thinking that you're too stupid and you won't do the research and figure this stuff out. And as I mentioned earlier, Agenda 21, a global plan for the 21st century, has been accelerated under Agenda 2030. This has already been in the making now well over a decade through the regionalization at the local and state levels, and masking themselves through the use of public-private partnerships, which is really nothing short of fascism. The goal is to move everyone out of rural areas into inner-city reservations where everyone can be more easily tracked, controlled, and monitored. The Global Biodiversity Assessment is the manual that identifies a whole host of human activities such as skiing, golfing, and many others as unsustainable and therefore cannot be included in their New World dystopian scenario. Their post-human world is a place where the remaining humans are bad and everything they do is bad. Meanwhile, the globalist controllers will be living luxurious lifestyles in their million-dollar mansions and consume more energy than entire villages, while selling us on the idea that everything we do on the individual level needs to be reduced to reduce our carbon footprint. But this fake green environmental movement is nothing more than a giant power grab, and the upcoming COVID vaccine will be another weapon in the demon's arsenal to track and control and depopulate the planet. Agenda 21 is the standardization of the entire planet, because here's the thing, when different systems are not compatible and they're seemingly out of sync, it's hard for tyrants to centrally plan their tyranny. So we need to fight these battles at the regional level to avoid this global standardization, which is globalism. Here's the thing. When leftists claim that we should act in accordance with the balance of the community, but at the same time admit that corporations, politicians, special interests run our communities, then how does that make sense to comply with this? Saying we should act on behalf of the community is a farce, because community is an amorphous entity that is only defined by the corrupt demonic special interests that run it. And yes, this all starts with wearing a mask. Everyone going along with this, I know you think you're on the right side of history. Remember, they always whack the traitors first. So if you're a traitor to your own people, and then you join these demons and go along with that agenda, once they have no need for you, you are the group they target first, because if you'll turn on us, you'll turn on them. So your time is coming. As I said before, this is all going to be implemented through an army of white coats similar to what you've seen in the American eugenics movement in the early 1900s that determined through genetics who is fit and unfit to reproduce. But it was used as a murderous weapon to go after anyone the system deemed non-essential. Sound familiar? And the eugenics movement has seen a resurgence in recent years due to advances in modern genetics. So it's no different than giving Hitler today's technology and genetic advancements and letting them run rampant today. Because that's what these globalist scumbags like Bill Gates, George Soros, Ted Turner, Oprah, Bloomberg, and tons of others funnel their money into these foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others to do biased research and then produce false studies and say that we need to reduce the population and then humans are bad. So yeah, it's not just the masks. It's the contact tracing, the medical quarantine camps, the forced vaccinations, microchip contraception for women able to be controlled remotely for population control, smart cities connected to smart grid surveillance systems, intentional economic collapse from lockdowns so the World Bank and the IMF can buy up our economy, digital ID that has a social credit score, immunity passport, geolocation tracking, cryptocurrency system that utilizes bodily activity as people's occupation to mine digital currency as the new cashless currency system, Crown Castle building an army of spy towers on the ground, and 5G powering this entire thing from the ground while coordinating and communicating with thousands of satellites surrounding the Earth in a total full spectrum dominance of your existence, an absolute inescapable prison. Yes, all because you submit to the mask. Because when you submit to that, you give the system permission to validate this pandemic and the subsequent safety measures thereafter, which is an Orwellian nightmare. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore. So yeah, I got a problem wearing the mask.
If you're working alone, wear a mask.
I'm not afraid to be seen standing up to these guys.
The mask's not for you. It's to protect the people you care about.
Cut it right there, Ken. Well, that's it. A to Z, everything you wanted to know about masks and transhumanism and what the agenda is all about here. Agenda 2030 or Agenda 21. They've actually ramped it up. It's Agenda 2030. Getting back to what I talked about with refusal, like I said, be smart about how you do this. Take these steps, because if you do the other and cross your arms and said, no way, I'm not going to take it, they're going to find some way to get rid of you. You got to be smart about this here. You could also use the American for Disabilities Act of 1990. You could say religious exemptions if you're serious about that. But I think what really works, the religious doesn't seem to work that well these days. I know the ACLU will tell you, oh, yes, you could do that. But probably go with the medical side here. On the side of safety, like I said, this vaccine's been rolled out. It's Operation Warp Speed. It's been rolled out much faster than the normal 8 to 10 years in trials. And you can simply point that out, and you're just going to wait and see. Don't close the door on it, but in your mind, you can say, yeah, I'm closing the door on this, but I'm going to play the game with these people and say, you know, I'm going to wait a little bit and see how this all turns out. But an outright refusal may get you in some hot water. And, you know, if they want to get rid of you, they'll find a reason to get rid of you, but don't give them the excuse. Just play the game along with them. By the way, the politicians, Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, taking their vaccine, that is nothing more than perception. Perception. Remember this little slogan that they have out there? They've drilled it in your head. It's on TV. It's on radio. We are all in this together. We are all in this together. They keep repeating it over and over again. And all the commercials and everything's all, we're all in this together. Hang in there. We're all in this together. The taking of the vaccine was a publicity stunt. It was a perception stunt is all it was. If you notice, you can't see the vial. You can't read the vial. You have a syringe. You don't know what's in that syringe. And of course, they destroy the vial right after. Why? Well, they'll tell you it's protocol. It could be contagious or infectious, or it's like a dirty needle, but it's not a dirty needle because it's a clean vial. You just rub the alcohol on the top of the rubber stopper there. You pulled out the serum here and you gave the vaccine. There's no reason to destroy the vial. So don't buy that. But what they've actually received is nothing more than normal saline, commonly known as salt water. And nobody's ever died from salt water. It's the perception that we're all in this together. These people are smart. They are not going to take something experimental that's rolled out in 10 months. Not at all. So think about it. Be the smart side. Take that route, and you're going to do much better. Great video, by the way. Great video. We're going to come up on a break here in a second here before I hear my bumper music. But the mask being soaked, you know, I started thinking about this. Listen to this video. I listened to it twice today. And I started wondering, where did we get the idea that our water was so poor that we all needed bottled water? People running around with bottled water. They even have little bottled water holders on your bicycle. You carry them on the side of your belt. For some reason, somebody has decided that the water is so bad that you must buy bottled water. Of course, we have to worry about the chemicals and the plastics of the bottled water. But, oh, no. That's all safe now. But it's very suspicious that these pieces of the puzzle here, when we understand Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, of how they want to bring down the world's populations here. Now, remember that Bill Gates said an acceptable loss of number of life is 700,000 people. 700,000 people of 8 billion people on the planet is an acceptable death toll number. He's okay with that. Well, what if you're one of the 700,000? I'm not okay with that. We're going to talk more about that. You can take your phone calls here, 512-248-8252. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, Off the Beaten Path, second hour coming right up.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.